when I started my messaging was so like, crush it, do it, habits, you can do anything, but goals and dreams. And all of that is still so true. I believe that anything that on your heart is possible. But now I understand the complexities and the layers beneath and the motivations behind what we do or why we don't do what we do and the intricacies that need to be torn apart and the pieces of us that we have to embrace and let go of and understand before we can truly live in alignment. Otherwise, we are just continuously trapped in a path and a pursuit of more, yet still feeling like we're not enough.
Hi, friend. Welcome to Gather and Growth, a show created for passionate, growth-focused rural women like you. From mindset work and building strong habits to exploring the unique joys and challenges of living rural, this is a show to leave you feeling joyful, inspired, and a little less alone. Together, we're on a journey of reaching for the most confident, healthy, and authentic version of ourselves, and I'm forever grateful to have you by my side. Whether you're currently running on a back road, shuffling kids to town, hopping along for a tractor ride, or three loads deep into folding laundry, grab yourself a nice coffee and let's dive in.
Good morning, friends, and welcome back to Gather in Growth. Today is going to be a quick one because my family has the car packed and loaded and ready to go down to the St. Louis area. Originally, we were intending to be in California right now, but life threw us a different series of events, and now we are heading down south for my grandfather's funeral and also Easter weekend. Ironically enough, the family that we were going to go visit way across the country is now here in my hometown. And I am counting my blessings because we have been in the thick of sickness this week, as I feel like so many of you have. Like, there is not a person I know right now that doesn't actively have sick kids or didn't just get over something. So this week has been just a powerful reminder of how grateful I am that I am currently living the life in reality that I have created, because having kids not go to school for a whole week would be just stinking chaos. Absolute chaos, as I know what many of you know. So we are all fever-free. We are healthy. And although I am devastated and sad by the fact that I could not be down with my family last weekend as arrangements were made to transport from the hospital home for hospice care and not actually be there this week when he passed, I am just sitting in so much gratitude that we are finally in good health and we are able to go be with some loved ones that we haven't seen in a very long time. So as I sat down to think about what I even wanted to say in this episode, the thing that just is coming to mind to me so deeply right now is what seasons of change and seasons of growth look like and just how fluidly things evolve and how beautifully they can when we give ourselves permission to. You know, this is top of mind because we're coming off the Ascend retreat in Gulf Shores. And I had just the gift of taking my 5-month-old daughter with me. And you know, when you say things like, my kid would never, or my kid always, and then they turn around and they never, like they've never done before. I said, oh, she'll be fine. She sleeps great. She's the most chill baby I've ever had. Like, won't be that big of a deal. And those things are true. But the week that we were there, she sure proved me wrong. We slept worse some nights of that trip than we had since she was a newborn. She was fussy. She was not feeling very good. She needed her mama. And I am just abundantly grateful for my friends and coaches who were there to help me out and all of the women who were so gracious and eager to hold her and entertain her and do what we needed to do. And for me, it was like a very full circle moment of what it looks like to get to be a mom and do meaningful work that I love. I think, oh gosh, have you ever seen the meme that's like, we expect women to work as if they're not mothers and expect mothers to work, or mothers to mothers if they don't work, or something like that. And I think back to, you know, when I was working full-time jobs and just how overwhelming it was to try to do everything, because in addition to the physical hours in my calendar that were dedicated to work or my family or whatnot, like I also just had so much overflowing on my plate. There were so many expectations I was living into, so many people I was trying to please, so much achievement I was trying to fulfill. I know that this is a very common experience because I see it with so many of the women who come to Ascend or we work through this in masterminds or coaching. We can see that we want to do more. Maybe we know that we're meant for something else, or we want to bring something else into our plate, whether it's sharing online or starting a new fitness program or wanting to be intentional in marriage or journaling or whatever. But so often we are trying to add that thing to a plate that is already abundantly overflowing, and not always with bad things. I think we have an easier time, not even necessarily easier, but we can wrap our head around what it looks like to remove things off our plate that are not serving us or are very toxic. That's a little bit more black and white, even though hard to work through. But our plate can be abundantly full of things that we love and that we enjoy and that we're good at and people praise us for. And so the more and more we add, the longer and longer that to-do list becomes. Then we get to the end of the day and feel like, A, we didn't accomplish anything. We didn't knock anything off the to-do list. We feel worthless and not enough as ever, even though we did so stinking much for everyone and maybe ourselves. And it's just, I think, default to fall into this trap of not enoughness while still trying to do so much more. So a huge part of the Ascend retreat, before we even get into this like dream storming, goal setting, action planning, is like, we have got to legitimately inventory what's on our plate in the first place and whether or not it belongs there. Even if it's something that we're good at or that we've loved or that we've worked so hard for. For me, when I decided it was time to leave the classroom, I had this like whole identity crisis of, well, what do you mean? I got my degree in education. Like, who am I if I'm not a teacher, if I'm not doing this thing? Like, blah, like, there's so much mental drama around it. And, you know, even this week on a mastermind call, we were having a conversation with someone who over the past couple of years has worked really hard to build a really beautiful business that has served her so well and brought so many blessings to her family and really was the catalyst to her personal development journey, brought so many incredible people into her life. Now she's in the process of working on another business while also just managing more life, more kids, more things on the farm. You know, some of the women in the group, we asked the question of like, okay, there's this thing that you've really loved that you've poured so much into and has been so good, but does it fit anymore? And that's a really terrifying question to ask when you poured so much into something and it has been so fruitful. She was like, I don't know, but I just feel like I'm failing if I give it up or if I shift or change or ignore it. And if there's anything that I've learned is that it is never a failure to let go of something. We have so much pressure on us to do and to sustain forever and ever, amen. I think rather that there are so many lessons that we're meant to take from each season. You know, when I think back just from a career perspective, when I think back to teaching, when I think back to my time at the Y, there are so many skills that I honed and relationships that I built and confidence that I fostered and knowledge that I obtained through those things. And they were so good for me and I worked so hard for them. But if I were still doing them now, not to say that they would be bad, but I know for a fact that I would not have the alignment and fulfillment that I feel in this season. And I wouldn't have learned and gotten to do so many of the things that I've gotten to do by giving myself permission to evolve and move on to a new chapter. I think even more recently, I have taken a step back from things like creating content online or sending weekly emails, things that I love and things that have served me so well and ways that I've been able to connect with people, like how I built my platform and business in the first place. But it just hasn't felt right. Like there hasn't been anything I feel is important enough to say that I want to spend the time doing it. And now more than ever, I have a clearer picture of how I want to spend my time, how I want to feel each and every day. It's a blend. It's a combination of life and motherhood and health and doing work that matters and getting really focused on what lights me up and what I actually need and want to be doing. And going back to the retreat and taking a 5-month-old, it was not easy. And I don't know that I will ever do it again, but it was a hard that I choose in this season. You know, Kylie, my friend, has been talking about this a lot, is like, either you choose the hard or the hard chooses you. You know, leaving her at home would have been hard because frankly, we didn't have enough milk in the freezer. She still wasn't taking a bottle at that point. There had just been a lot of other life circumstances that had been thrown our way that had thwarted that original plan of, oh, she'll be 5 months old. I can leave her, no problem. And sure, there are alternatives and we could have figured it out, but the heart that made the most sense and the heart that I wanted was to have her with me. And, you know, there were some moments of doubt where I was like, oh gosh, did I make the wrong choice? Am I ruining everything by doing this? While I was there, there was multiple women who said, thank you. Thank you for showing me what it's like to be a mom and do what I love in a way that makes sense, in a way that you get to choose and that I can do meaningful work. I can have the impact I want to have. I can have the lifestyle that I want and also show up for the people around me. I said the other day in a post that I did actually right online for my birthday, just reflecting back on what the past year has looked like, because there is so much that I have learned and that I understand now compared to when I very first started creating content and even starting this podcast. I am more intuitive. I am more in line. I am softer and gentler. I feel like when I started, my messaging was so like, crush it, do it, habits, you can do anything, big goals and dreams. And all of that is still so true. I believe that anything that on your heart is possible. But now I understand the complexities and the layers beneath and the motivations behind what we do or why we don't do what we do and the intricacies that need to be torn apart and the pieces of us that we have to embrace and let go of and understand before we can truly live in alignment. Otherwise, we are just continuously trapped in a path and a pursuit of more, yet still feeling like we're not enough. And at this retreat, I had a morning where I was ultimately, basically what it looks like is I'm delivering a keynote leading into the workshop we're going to do for the entire remainder of the day. Each of the coaches and I, we kind of have our sections of the retreat that we lead. And so, you know, a lot of the retreat, I'd been like sitting back and I had been taking care of my daughter while also like leading small group conversations. Like that came very naturally. But I'm like, okay, when it's my time to do my thing, I'm going to like bring on the fire, the full energy. Like that is normally such a big and loud, impactful thing. Of course, during that time, she needed me and was vocal about it in a way that she normally is not. Gosh, I'm like getting tears in my eyes. In such a way that something that is normally so loud and I don't want to say assertive or aggressive, but very like confident and dominant and big, I was kind of forced into delivering from the floor while nursing my baby. The message that I conveyed was no different in the words that I shared, but the delivery of it was more soft and gentle. And even in that moment, I was like, wow, if this isn't a very real physical manifestation of so much of what I've learned, then I don't know what it is. And I'm not a participant. I have not been a participant at every retreat, so I can't say how the perspectives or experiences differed. But I don't think that my approach from that place was any less impactful than when I had been loud and big and energized. When it comes to this world of social media, in this very season, it just hasn't fit. Partly because of life. You know, I went from having a newborn, freshly postpartum, to holiday chaos, to preparing for a launch. And all along that time, I'm like, it's okay. This is my maternity leave. This is my break. In January, I'm going to come back so strong. Come back so strong, stronger than ever. Had all these ideas and the ways I wanted to do it. And then our house flooded. And I've talked about this on the podcast many times, but I had to get more purposeful than ever of exactly what I was saying and who I was saying it to and how I was spending my time. I did not have the luxury of fluff. I did not have the luxury to overthink anything, nor spend time on something that didn't matter because it was my kids, my house, and the bare bones of what I needed to do to move a launch forward. And it was in that season that I'm like, you know what? I think that it's okay if this thing isn't a priority. And even in the moment and slightly thereafter, I've harbored a lot of like, what ifs around that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have just been creating all of this content. I could have like woven this really cool story about what we were doing and what had happened. And like home reno stuff goes crazy on social media. I could have built this huge following if I had just gotten my you know what together and done it. And maybe that's true. But I also know that it was one of the first times in my life that I gave myself permission to not. to not jump into the opportunity with full force and burn myself out in order to do the impossible. I let myself be quiet and still and rest and take care and nurture. And I don't know if that was the right or the wrong decision. Who knows? Maybe if I had done that and busted my tail, like the world would be on fire and I'd have all these cool opportunities. I don't know, maybe. But that's not what the season demanded. And that's not what I wanted. And that's not what I needed. I'm learning what it looks like to really honor my energy and to be patient. So often when we see a vision, we rush to make it happen. I know without a doubt that I am like standing on the ledge of the next evolution of my business and what I know I am meant to say in this season. There is a deep part of me that knows everything I've done up until this point is setting me up for what's about to happen. I get chills and goosebumps just saying that. I know, much like my previous two careers, that everything I've been doing over the last 3 years has so I could learn, so I could grow, so I could understand, so I could build, so I could connect, so that I have what it takes to do what I'm meant to do. And I have all of these thoughts and ideas and opinions swirling in my head, and I just haven't been able to take that and distill it into the thought that I want to stand on. And part of me feels some inner frustration around that, right? When you know that something is meant for you, you know that it's coming. We want to rush it. We want to get there. We want to check it off the to-do list and move on to something else. But if there's anything this past year has taught me is that there are seasons to do and there are seasons to be still. There are seasons to be introspective. There are seasons to listen. And right now, that's where I'm at. And it's beautiful. I love the way that I'm getting to spend my days. I love the way that I get to enjoy having a little baby. Because the last two times I did this, I was not in the headspace that I am now. I was not comfortable sitting in my own thoughts. I was not comfortable in my own company. And every minute at home alone with a baby felt like torture because I should have been doing something different or more important or better or with someone. I felt so lonely. And I don't feel that this time around because I have interwoven this life where I get to spend some time doing the things that I really love while also being really present for my family, while also being able to be present with myself. And although we're going to start making some changes over the next couple of weeks, we're going to try out some couple days a week daycare so that I can have a little bit more focus in my workday, which I'm craving. And so I can have a better separation between the two, because I'm not going to lie, it is not my favorite thing to intertwine work and family. I like having really clear boundaries so that when it's work time, it's work time. And when it's family time, it's family time. And that hasn't been what the past 6 months has looked like. And that's okay because it's a season. And I know that I'm coming up on a new season and I'm excited, scared, but excited. Instead of letting that excited energy fester of anxiety and not enoughness, and I should be doing more, I should be racing to get there faster, I know that the things that I am doing, the things that I am learning, the things that I am understanding are all part of the process to set myself up for what's to come. So if you are in a season of in between, if you know that you're meant for a change and you can feel that it's coming, I encourage you first. Inventory. What is on your plate? What belongs there? What do you want to change? What could you let go of? What expectations or shoulds or needs are you living into that no longer play a role in what's meant for you? And it's okay if it's hard to let go. It's okay if it was a really good thing that you work for, that you're proud of, and that you enjoy. It's okay to close a door on something that you love to make space for what is next meant for you. No matter what path you're walking or where you are on your journey, I hope that you know that you have the power to create the reality that you desire. And I know that sounds woo-woo crazy. If you think that sounds crazy, buckle up, because I think it's going to get a little bit more wild around here, but we'll save that conversation for another day. But you genuinely have so much more power over your reality than you're giving yourself credit for. There are circumstances in our life that are true, and we get to choose the thoughts that we have about them. And if we don't like the way that we are thinking about them, we have the power to change that. And if we don't love some of the circumstances that we are in, we also have the power to change that. And I'm not saying it's just as easy as snapping your fingers and everything is different. It takes showing up every day. It takes making hard decisions. It takes putting in the work. It takes having hard conversations. It takes fundamentally changing and unwiring and untangling so much of what you know. But I promise that it's possible. Absolutely promise. Whatever season you're in, I encourage you to embrace it for what it is. And if there is a change that is coming, it's okay to be patient. It's okay to let go. It's okay to get excited. Whatever your experience is, let it be the experience that drives you forward. Next month, I am going to a retreat myself. I'm so excited. I have not gotten to do that since 2021, the retreat that really changed everything for me. And so I'm looking forward to being in the position of being coached and being led when normally I'm the one in that seat. And like I said, with all of the swirling ideas and energy and momentum that I can feel building, I have optimism for the breakthroughs and clarity that will come from putting myself in an uncomfortable situation with people that I don't know and having them ask me the questions that I haven't been able to answer and letting them help me draw out what I know is calling and beckoning on my heart. So stay tuned for more on that. I really, truly cannot wait. Until next time, I am seriously so forever grateful for you. And if there is something in this episode that resonates with you, share it, please, with someone who you think it will connect with also, whether it's a friend that's in a season of change, whether it's a group chat where it's been brought up, whether it is someone that you think just needs to hear this message. There ain't no way to start a conversation like a podcast episode. Hey, you know that I don't know, I just randomly heard this on a podcast and thought it was interesting. What do you think? That's a great way to open a door to a conversation that you want to have and don't know how to, whether it's this episode or anything else. Love you. Grateful for you. Have yourselves a great day.
Have I told you today how much I appreciate you? I'd like to imagine this was a meaningful backyard patio kind of chat between friends sipping LaCroix at sunset. If you enjoyed today's show, please take a screenshot to share or forward this episode to a friend. You can also find me at Emily Rushell over on social to continue the conversation. It's truly a joy to hear what tidbits and takeaways made an impact on your day. As always, all links and resources mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes listed below or over at emilyrushell.com. Special thanks to my podcast manager, Jill Carr, for the time and love she puts into producing Gathering Growth for this community. What a blessing it is to be on this personal growth journey together. Forever grateful for you.